Hello, I'm Roslyn Hyams. Thank you for joining me. We're off south to Avignon today. Best known for her role as a fashion designer, Frenchwoman Agnès Bey is also an art collector. Her collection is eclectic and as international as she herself has become over the years. In conjunction with the Rencontre d'Arles annual photo fiesta, founded by the late Lucien Clerc, the Collection Lambert in Avignon is showing 400 pieces from her collection, sculptures, photos, paintings, videos and installations. Agnès Bey opened her own gallery in 1983 to promote new artists, like, at the time, Keith Haring, whom she'd met at the Biennale in Venice. The show also focuses on major artists in her collection, from Jean-Michel Basquiat to Kenneth Anger to Jonas Mekas to Malik Sidibé. Collection Lambert director Eric Mézil describes the sample selection exhibition called We Love Art, Agnès Bey, as a large-scale, multifaceted mirror portrait of her.
I think he tried to do a portrait of myself, something to understand who I am through this choice in this big collection. But I think he found the essence of the collection in a way. All the pieces he chose are about adolescence, about humanity, about politics, about painting et la peinture. What about painting? Because I think some graffiti artists are painters. So painting exists always. And cinema can be painting, and photography can be painting. Painting is on the trees here too. You see on the platan, they are so artistic. These big trees peeling in summer and it looks beautiful. In the courtyard at Yvon Lambert Foundation in Avignon. And it's a beautiful place. I love it.
For Mézil, it's an exhibition which shows how free she is from convention, although her pearly press stud fastened sweatshirt cum cardigans have become conventional in their own right. The exhibition is organised around themes. One of the first rooms is chock-a-block full of photographs, ink and coloured pencil drawings, oil paintings, sculptures, exclusively by artists from Africa, from Democratic Republic of Congo, Côte d'Ivoire, Mali, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, amongst others. As I said earlier, Agnès Bey collects photographic artwork also. She says she thinks artist photographers have a tough time today, either breaking through or continuing their career.
Myself, I take a lot of pictures. I don't think I'm a photographer. I'm taking pictures, but I have a lot of friends who are photographers in very many different ways now because it's changed. There are always new artists and it's great. And you have to be very severe with photography because everyone takes pictures now. So photographers, it's harder even for photographers now. They really have something to say, something different from the others, I think. It's complicated to be a photographer now because everyone takes pictures all the time, everywhere. Yeah, I take pictures. I use them on my dresses and shirts and I print my photographies on clothes the last 10 years.
Astounded by the sheer diversity of works in this sample of Agnès Bey's collection from all over the world, I spoke about this particular aspect to Stéphane Hilbars, assistant to Eric Mézil at the Collection Lambert.
She's a friend of Yvon Lambert since the 80s. She also knows the director Eric Mézil since many years. And maybe 2 years ago we said, why not show your collection? We know it's beautiful, but there's so many works, so we have to speak with you and to look at the works, and we will find the connection with Yvon Lambert, you, and this idea of being in love with artists.
Here there are just 400 works that she's collected. Photography, acrylic painting, drawings.
We find some relations between the works and we wanted to show that this collection is all about art.
What she likes is works largely produced during her lifetime. Does this make the task easier for you, or is this the same kind of range as Yvon Lambert, for example, in his collection?
The two collections are similar and different. Those two collectors are passionate with artists, and there is nothing about art market. It's just about loving works and sharing works with the audience. So it was really easy to enter in this collection.
What do you think it tells us apart from that, apart from her passion for works of art. What else does it tell us about Agnès B? It's eclectic, for a start.
Agnès B loves the word eclectic. And we wanted the show to be eclectic. And what is very important is that you have a mix with works by Jean-Michel Basquiat or Andy Warhol, really famous, and works by artists very young, not famous, and there is something like equality between everybody. And you understand Agnès B when you understand the poetry of the works and the poetry of the human being who are represented on the works. And we organized the show with different sections. So, for example, Africa, childhood, etc. But there is something you can find in each room: youth, love, and commitment.
We don't have these limits.
It's like an
animal. A prisoner is more better than us.
Taking up less space, penetrating portraits hung almost from floor to ceiling, and a short film by late photographer Leila Alaoui, another Agnès B find, are also on at the Hôtel de Caumont, which houses Yvon Lambert's collection. The exhibition, called Je te pardonne, I forgive you, is a tribute to the young Franco-Moroccan woman. Alaoui was born in 1982 and was killed in the terror attacks in Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso in January 2016.
I feel like going back, but where will I go if I go back? I feel like staying here, but where will I stay if I stay? I feel like dying.
Alaoui's view stretched over broad geographical horizons as she researched burning social questions today, such as cultural diversity, where identity comes from, and migration. This is an extract of a short film where images of the Mediterranean Sea alternate with clips of migrants speaking in French, English, or other languages. In all, the Collection Lambert has organized four exhibitions, including We Love Art, Agnès B, and Je te pardonne, I forgive you. 30 of Keith Haring's huge, vibrant and poignant primary coloured and black outlined active works are on loan from private collections. And a landmark piece, Secret Life of the Plants, by nature sculpture painter Anselm Kiefer, as part of the 40th anniversary of the Georges Pompidou Centre in Paris. Stefan Ilbar says Kiefer's work has an extra special place here.
For Anselm Kiefer, it's something different because it's more about the relationship between Yvon Lambert and the French state. Because this work is important, the work we are showing of Anselm Kiefer, La vie secrète des plantes, was bought in 2003 by Musée National d'Art Moderne. And thanks to Yvon Lambert, because it was very expensive, and he decided to forget his fees as a gallerist. So you can imagine it's very generous. And when the Centre Pompidou called us and said, this is the anniversary, do you want to organize something with us? The director, Eric Mézil, thought about this particular works that maybe nobody saw, because it's never shown in Centre Pompidou.
The Secret Life of Plants by Anselm Kiefer, it's just been hidden away and nobody's seen it until now at the Collection Lambert. That's incredible.
Yes, they shown it one time when they bought it, and it's very complicated work and very fragile, and we have to restore the work to show it. And so, yes, it's like a secret work about secret life of plants.
Tell us a bit about that restoration process, if you can.
I don't know a lot of things about that, but when you see the works with all these really fragile materials, you can imagine it's very complicated to show it. Also, it's huge, so you need to have a specific room to show it. And in the new building of the Collection Lambert, we have an amazing room, and we try every year to show something special. And when you enter in the room, you can feel the room is dedicated to this work.
All four exhibitions are on display until the 5th of November at Avignon's Contemporary Art Collection Lambert. My thanks to Stefan Ilbar, to Agnès B, and to RFI's Muriel Malouf, without whom this week's Arts in France would have been incomplete. And until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.